Well, Vice President Kamala Harris heading to Eastern Europe, first stop Poland, on a mission to reinforce Western unity among the Russian invasion. But as White House correspondent Allison Harris tells us, the VP's trip comes at the same time a U.S. ally is catching the administration off guard, Allison.
Yeah, good evening, Nicole. The vice president just landed in Warsaw, Poland, stepping off the plane moments ago. She's there to continue to shore up strength among NATO allies and also thank Poland for taking in the thousands of Ukrainians who are fleeing their country. But this comes at a really interesting time as the U.S. has been blindsided by Poland's public announcement that it wants to send fighter jets to Ukraine via a U.S. military base in Germany. The Pentagon saying today, just moments ago at a press briefing, that this is too high risk and it would oppose any plan for a NATO nation to send fighter jets to Ukraine.
The intelligence community has assessed that the transfer of MiG-29s to Ukraine may be mistaken as escalatory and could result in a significant Russian reaction that might increase the prospects of a military escalation with NATO.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is also addressing Poland's proposal in a press conference this afternoon, saying that he would want to make sure the planes were transferred to Ukraine in the right way, but not expanding on exactly what he means by that. Blinken and his British counterpart today calling for more countries to join the U.S., the U.K., and the European Union in imposing severe sanctions on Russia, like the U.S. ban the president announced yesterday on Russian energy imports, the U.K. and the EU committing to drive down its buying of Russian oil and gas throughout the rest of this year. The two leaders also begging for more nations to send more military support to Ukraine, as the UK today announced more anti-tank weapons being sent to Ukraine, as well as more air defense systems. Nicole?
All right, so Allison, what's the latest from the administration on whether the U.S. is putting a no-fly zone in place over Ukraine?
So nothing new on this today from Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Blinken just reiterating that he still believes it is not a good idea to instate a no-fly zone over Ukraine. He believes that that would result in direct engagement with the Russians, that that would actually escalate tensions. And as he says today, he believes that would lead to an even deadlier crisis in Ukraine. Nicole?
All right. Allison Harris in D.C. Thank you.